Did you call your dad? I don't believe you did, but did you call your dad anything different when you were real little or when you were bigger?
No, I called him Dad all the time. Well, I used to say Papa when I was a little big fella. I used to say Papa. And then when after I got grown, before my dad died, I called him Cottontop. His hair was just snow white. He had a full head of hair.
Is that right?
Beautiful hair. Beautiful hair. My wife used to fuss at me, and I said, well, honey, he's got the prettiest white cotton top I ever seen. Mm-hmm. I love white hair. Yeah, I even do today. Really do.
Your mother and father together are called your what?
Parents.
Okay. Now, we were talking about your granddad. Did you call him the same thing as a term of affection all through?
Oh, yeah, my granddad. Mm-hmm. Grandpa.
And your grandmother, what about
grandmother. Her? Our granny.
Okay. Your sons and daughters, well, your daughters in your case, called you what?
They call me Dad.
Well, what do you call them? What are they?
Oh, I say Leah and Judy.
Okay, but together...
They're my children.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names that you use instead of children?
No, I call them children. Or I call them by the name. Mm-hmm. But I have something that sets me on fire.
What's that?
And I speak out against it every chance I get. And it's a mistake made by learned people that I think they should stop.
What's that?
Calling children kids.
You don't like that?
No, sir, I do not. Do you know what a kid is?
Yeah.
What is a kid?
It's a baby goat.
All right. Well, I ask a high school graduate and a college boy, when he called them kids, and I says, I think that's a disgrace to the children to call them kids. Because they're not a kid, that's a goat. And I said, but I didn't tell him that. I said, you shouldn't call them kids. I said, do you know what a kid is? And neither one of them knew.
Is that right?
So that's the reason why I just don't like kids. A kid is a goat. It's a child, or it's either a boy or it's a girl. Or they're children. They're not kids.
Do you have any little names that you would call children that were little terms of affection other than child or children, you know?
Oh, yeah, I call my little granddaughter Sweet, Sweet, Sweet. She'll say Sweet, Sweet, Sweet.
When you put the baby in the carriage and go out with it, you're going out to do what?
Going out for a walk.
And what do you call the...
Push the carriage.
Okay, and what are you doing to the baby then?
I'm walking the baby.
Okay.
Actually, you're pushing it, but you say I'm walking.
How would you say your children range in age? Judy is the what?
It's the baby.
And if you were, how does she range in emotional maturity of, is she the what? The least or the most?
I really don't know how you mean it there, but well,
hey, let's deal with
it. Even though she is the youngest of the baby, she's really more mature than the oldest.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
And
she really is.
Lillian, you'd say, is the what?
Is the oldest child. But Lillian is more emotional, and Lillian is more settled and unemotional.
You mean Judy is the youngest one? More settled and unemotional.
Yeah.
Huh.
The baby. Yeah. I think that's just a characteristic of the individual child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any one thing that, you know, that causes it that way. I think that's the characteristic.
How far apart in age are they?
They're nearly 4 years.
You don't have any sons, so your children are both what?
Girls.
Or as opposed to sons, they're what?
They're daughters. I have two daughters.
Okay.
But I had 32 scouts in my troop corps.
Did you really? You did that too?
For 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
You did a lot of camping.
I sure did.
If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
Mm-hmm. do you know of any different terms used by women and used by men to describe the same condition you just mentioned?
Well, I've just heard PG and pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be a what?
It's known as housewife. I've heard of it, but I've never.
Mm-hmm. Are these names older people would use?
Oh, yeah. Well, they used to didn't have doctors. The midwives, they used to call them, would have to do it, deliver the babies.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you might say the boy
looks like his father or resembles his father.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children until they're grown up, you say she has blanked the three children.
She's raised the three children.
Well, I'm talking about the children again. I believe we're about to run out of time.
You are.